This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, the fans want to speak and they want to talk. And I know we talk about ownership a lot, you know, and it doesn't matter what team it is. And I wonder sometimes, you know, I think you and I will always agree on this. I would have loved to have seen the Dolans get the Browns. And times like this, and this has nothing to do with Haslam's or Lerner's. Or it has everything to do with Lerner's, I guess, because the Lerner's outbid them to get the team when they came back. But like, I just think they would have been the perfect owners for the Browns.
It would have been great.
And I don't think that they would take the same heat that they did by ended up ending with the baseball team. You know what I'm saying?
I would agree with that.
NFL because owners, they would have played within the
NFL prints money.
Yeah, they would have played within the NFL rules, and I think it would have been a different story. But this is where we're at. And again, we're looking at, you know, 2028, there's the option for the minority group to come over and take over too. I don't know if, you know, will they? I didn't really kind of question that. And then I started thinking about, well, you know, Baltimore goes for $1.7 billion. And like, do you want that? Because if they made an investment, because I read a report that when they came in, the minority group came in, they bought, like, they had 25% of the team at one point. And then you're like, wow, if they're in at that, and the Dolans bought this at that, and what I wonder what they paid for 25% if the team was valued at $1 billion, and now we're looking at teams like Baltimore go for $1.7 million. Like, if you had that minority billion, like, I don't know. Do you want the hassle of owning the team? You cash out, man. You know, and I don't know.
Depends. Maybe, are you in it for baseball or are you in it for the investment?
I don't know. It feels like most ownership groups that are coming in now
are in it for the investment.
Yep. There, and, you know, regardless of what they're seeing on the field, or I kind of felt like the Mets were kind of an ego thing, but maybe not. Maybe they were for Stephen Cohen to go in there and buy that thing and you know, make that franchise proud. And we were doing the numbers on Lindor and the Lindor trade yesterday, and the return on investment right now is just like, oh man. But was he going to stay here? I doubt it. And then you sit here and you talk about trading the best guys on the team, your closer, who's amazing. Stephen Kwan, your leadoff hitter, has been really, really good. And now you're looking at Kwan going, we can't hang on to him. Like, doesn't that bother anybody? Doesn't that bother?
Who's saying we can't hang on to Kwan?
Pretty much most people that have watched the way this thing has been working for the last couple of years, that, you know, Kwan's going to probably be in a spot where he can get a lot more money. I mean, it's a miracle that Ramirez is here. Can we not, after all the players that have left?
I was shocked they signed Bibee.
Right?
They bought up his arbitration years.
Every prospect who shows up has a doomsday clock over their head. Every single one of them. And that's how I constantly feel about these guys. They all have a doomsday clock over their head.
How many major league teams keep all their guys? I'm curious.
I want to keep guys that are over.
It almost always seems like the same teams end up getting basically whoever they want.
Right.
Yankees, Dodgers, Padres, who spend a boatload of money.
Mm-hmm. Although they weren't always that team.
Friars are only ninth in spending.
Some teams are able to keep some of their guys.
Remember, Anaheim was spending through the roof, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, wait, well.
Worst investments. Even in those moments, you were looking at them going, really? You're going to give that to CJ Wilson?
Yeah.
You sure?
Let's start with Anthony in Cleveland Heights. Hi, Ty.
Hi, Ty. How you doing?
Hey, Ty. What do you got for me, my friend?
All right, I'm going to start by agreeing with you, Mr. Baskin, on the Dolans, you know, if they had owned the Browns, and I'm going to back up a second here, Sam. I'm a Guardians fan first, so there you go. But if they had owned the Browns, Manziel doesn't happen, Watson definitely doesn't happen, and OBJ doesn't happen. So I agree with the people who've surmised that the Dolans owning the Browns would have been a good thing. Okay, so as far as what Tim Kurchian said, you know, I agree with him, and I agree with a lot of what Ms. Phelps here is saying. The Los Angeles Dodgers are owned by an organization, the Guggenheim Partners, an investment banking firm that's worth $325 billion versus Dolan's, which their primary ownership is the Guardians themselves, which is $5 billion. If you think that there's any level playing field there ever, you're fooling yourself. There's no way there is a level playing field.
No, there's not.
You can switch the owners 5,000 times. No businessman ever spends more than he gains in revenue.
Not a good one.
So I don't care who buys the team. It's going to be the same situation until there's some change to the structure of finances in baseball. Now, the problem that I have with folks who criticize the Guardians, and this is something Dan said, previous to the commercial break, it can be a little column A and column B, a little but the Dolan's haters seem to indicate it is strictly column A. They are cheapos who never want to win a baseball game. Every decision is that. It's only cheapness, period. There can't be any decision of Josh Naylor is not going to stay here. We can't pay him based on what our revenue is, and therefore we're going to have to move on from him. So that's the problem that I have. It is so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One-sided in their opinion of the Dolans.
Okay,
hard to argue with that.
Yeah,
I honestly think the big issue this year is that their talent evaluation missed on middle infield stuff.
They missed a key part of it, and
a couple of outfield things.
And another thing I want to add as a baseball fan first, I am getting to the point where I think a lockout is coming and probably somewhat necessary because there's no competing with the Dodgers. There's just none. So I'm getting to the point where I'd rather them sit it out and fix it rather than continue on this process because It's not even remotely fair.
All right, Anthony, thank you. You know, the other part of the two, when spending money, like, remember how no one complained when they, and I know I'm going back to, what, 2013? But, or 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. Remember when they brought in Swisher and Bourne, and people were like, oh, look at this, they're spending money, they're doing all this, they're spending money. And then both of them, like, they were like, what are we doing here?
They weren't awful, but they weren't game changers.
They weren't worth the money that they put in.
Yeah,
so,
which, you know, that to me is, you took a shot, it didn't work, and
swing and a miss, you might say.
Our organization, I think, and I think for any baseball team, actually, is the best way to do it is to develop your own talent. Have that talent when they're young and not making a whole ton of money.
But when they get here and they're good, you want to see them stay. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, but
I mean, like
they don't often stay with other teams either. I mean, it's
but when you have the opportunity kind of the to get that, I don't. It's this. It's been our lifetime of winning baseball.
Well, sure.
Let's be honest.
I get that.
And now it's not even winning baseball, losing baseball. I can go back to Chambliss and Nettles if you want to go all the way back. You know what I'm saying?
One of the best moments in the baseball offseason was when the Royals agreed to a contract extension with Bobby Witt.
Yeah.
And it was not only for that fan base, but it was for all of baseball. That everybody pumped their fist and said, the little boys can play too. Mm. You know, it was that moment when they handed out that contract and said, we are building around one of the best players in baseball. When every Royals fan was having the same thought that every Guardians fan has had when they've watched these guys. Well, it's a lot of fun right now. I'll enjoy seeing you on the Yankees. I'll enjoy seeing you on the Mets.
Yeah.
I'll enjoy seeing you on the Dodgers.
I think we're
and
all.
The Royals
and,
went.
And you still might. Staying. You still might one day.
Gio's in Cleveland. Gio.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Andy, I actually agree with you wholeheartedly, and maybe I can bring some clarity to this situation with a fun analogy. So, okay. To me, there's an old saying, us old-timers, I think we're all in the same age bracket, you know, in the 50s, that sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Hmm. And in my opinion, the Guardians are the ultimate automobile repair shop that have gotten lucky with all novice and first-time mechanics. Let's talk about the two best players on our organization, on our team right now. There's a guy named Stephen Kwan. Stephen Kwan potentially was not going to break camp with the team, but due to an injury, they had no choice. Oops, look what we found. And next thing you know, Stephen Kwan's one of the best hitters in all of baseball, let alone on this team. Where did we draft Stephen Kwan? I believe it was, what, 12th, 13th round, something like that?
Okay.
So that's intent, right? They right. had no belief in Stephen Kwan. They took a chance. They rolled the dice. So you can't give Antonetti and any of those guys credit for that. There's another guy on our team. Everybody loves him. Took a hometown discount. But yet, he was the third player called up with a kid named Francisco Lindor. He played shortstop. He played first base. He played right field. He even caught a game. That player's name is Jose Ramirez. He was an afterthought to Frankie Lindor. To sit there and say that the Cleveland Indians / Guardians are good at evaluating talent is an insult. They've gotten lucky. Every year that we've been good, they've invested in players. Now, Jeff, were these players no doubt investments? Or were they potentially a junk bond with a future to maybe mature a little bit and get a little use out of them?
Gio, I think they're very good at evaluating pitching and developing pitching. I do not think that they're great at evaluating position players or developing position players.
And signing free agents. Let's be honest with you. I mean, you can go Edwin Encarnacion, Jay Bruce, the trade for Josh Donaldson. Those were all players that had question marks about them.
I think they made a trade for Bruce.
Did we trade for Drake? I'm sorry about that. Well, I apologize. But either way, he still had question marks about him. Tail end of his career. Can we catch lightning in a bottle? Can we get lucky? That's all it is. We are literally the auto repair dealership. Would you trust your car to be fixed by a first-time mechanic? And that's what our team is. We're nothing but a bunch of young guys that we catch lightning in a bottle. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, well, you know, then we just bring up the next guy, devalue his prospects, and move on. I mean, how many middle infielders have we brought up that were no miss, can't miss, top prospect, and they come up and they stink in the major leagues, they send them down, and now what are we going to trade them for? Mustard? Gotcha. Onion?
All right. Hey, thanks, Gio. Got to go here. I don't know.
I think it's more than luck.
I mean,
they can develop pitching.
I mean, even since they went to the World Series in 16, they've been in playoffs 16, 17, 18, 20, 22, 24. I mean,
that's an awful lot of luck, Andy.
That's not luck.
I agree.
They do something right. And just,
of course they do.
I just think that we're at a low point right now. That, you know, to be able to come back and win last night, and when your team stinks on the field, defensively and they stink offensively. Everybody kind of gets down on this thing. And then you just, you don't want to be out of it by the All-Star break.
Quan was a fifth round pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.